Words of Allah pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah MashaAllah عز وجل Welcome back to another episode of our series, Our Quran, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Within this series, we attempt to learn more about the glorious Quran in order to develop an attachment to the glorious Quran, a familiarity to a sense with the glorious Quran, to increase our love for reciting the Holy Quran, inshallah Azza wa Jal. But before we do get to that, let's listen to a virtue of reciting salawat upon the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam has stated, he who recites salawat upon the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, then the shafa'ah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam shall be granted to that individual. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam shall intercede for that person, mashallah. Only 10 times. It doesn't even take a minute to say, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's four. Yes, it possibly doesn't even take a minute to recite that 10 times, mashallah azza wa jal. Let's first recite salawat. Sallu ala al-habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Coming to today's topic. Today, mashallah ta'ala, I've chosen a topic which, inshallah azza wa jal, you can say, is designed to lift us, to raise us, to lift our hearts, our souls even, to increase us, hopefully, inshallah azza wa jal, strengthen us in our iman. Something to, in a good way, bring about pride. Because there's different types of pride. Of course, there's a bad pride, that which is discouraged, that which is prohibited, that which is sin or could lead to a sin. But then there's a good pride, meaning we are proud to be Muslims. Alhamdulillah. Yes, we are proud to be from the Ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Not proud or the type of pride which is detested. Yes, no, not that type of pride, my dear viewers. Not to consider yourself to be superior to another person. No, but something which inshallah ta'ala shall, you know, make us proud. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we are from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And something to also remind us of our incredible worth. Yes, that, you know, we are Muslims. We are believers. There were believers before. But even those believers before, they did not have this particular virtue of being from the Ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And that's what we shall be hearing about today. The virtue, the greatness of the Ummah of the Noble Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have been granted such a gift, unprecedented. No other nation was granted this prior, before. No followers of a prophet were granted what the followers of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam have been granted. We have been given the Quran. There are four main books. Yes, there's one. The Tawrat, which was granted to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There was the Zabur, which was granted to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. There's the Injil granted to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but many views of the channel, last and final testament, Al-Quran al-Kareem, granted to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, a testimony of the greatness of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, preserved, is guaranteed, yes, his preservation has been guaranteed by the Creator Himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are from that Ummah which was granted the glorious Quran. So let's take a look at that glorious Quran and try to learn a little about, to, in a sense, us, about the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. How beautiful, how great is this? You know, we could find this within the glorious Quran, a beautiful verse which states that you are the greatest of ummahs, the greatest of nations, the best nation raised for the people, for all of mankind. You enjoin that which is good and you prohibit that which is evil. And you believe in Allah. You enjoin what is right, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, and you forbid that which is wrong. This is who? The greatest nation. Allah Ta'ala states that you are the greatest nation. Not you will be the greatest nation, not you might be the greatest nation. No, but you are the greatest nation. This honor has been given, is established, this honor has been sealed. We've been told within the glorious Quran that the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the greatest nation. Of course, because we follow the greatest of all prophets. We have the final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quran al-Kareem. We perform a good deed and the reward of it is multiplied. Yes, we perform a sin and through tawbah our sins can be forgiven. When it comes to the resurrection, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be resurrected first, judged first, shall enter paradise first. The greatest in number, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So just being born into this Ummah is a gift granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something which we shall come to learn, that even the prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam of previous Ummahs, of prophets of previous, you can say, even the prophets themselves desired and wished for. Something which they desired, something which they wished for, something which they supplicated for. Allah Ta'ala has honored us with this. And this is an honor which nobody can remove from us. It's an honor given to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. You are the great or the best nation. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this should not be misinterpreted because there are some others, there are some other people who would say that we are the chosen people of God. God has chosen us. We are so great. Sadly, such people would sometimes even consider themselves to be even greater than God. Astaghfirullah. Of course, these people are deluded in every sense of the word. But does that mean that Muslims also claim this? You know, we are the chosen people and it is only us and nobody else. You see, but there's a huge difference. And the difference is yes, we are the chosen people, but others can join us. Others, if they embrace Islam, can also be from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Our being chosen is not based on ethnicity. It is not founded upon skin color upon genetics, but rather it is based upon belief. It is based upon religion, upon embracing Islam. It doesn't matter about the skin color of a person. It doesn't matter about the ethnicity of any individual. Whatever the ethnicity, whatever the background, whatever the culture they belong to, whatever the skin color, whatever the age, whatever the rank, whatever the economical status, whether they are free or whether they are a slave, upon embracing Islam, they also enter into the folds of being from the greatest nation. So there is no comparison with those other individuals, not even in the slightest. Subhanallah. Yet, alhamdulillah, we are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And even though it is our Quran, so let's go to another verse of the glorious Quran. Again, such a beautiful one, which again shows us, highlights and underscores the greatness of the ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions within the glorious Quran, similarly, yes, thus you can say, we have made you an ummah. Yes, we are an ummah, a just nation. That's who we are, a just nation, which is wasat, which is in the middle. There's not one extreme, not another extreme, no, but rather in the middle. Subhanallah. So that what? لِتَكُونُوا. And this is so beautiful. Allahu Akbar. So that you may be. You have been made an ummah wasat. So that you may be witnesses. Witnesses over annas, all the people, all mankind. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, a witness even upon you. Allahu Akbar. Now, when it comes to this word wasatun, yes, the scholars, they mention that here what wasat actually means is, well, it has the meaning of aftal, which is the best, the most virtuous. It has the meaning of a'dal, the most just. Yes, it also gives other meanings like the purest, etc., etc. But here, it refers to what? That nation which is in the middle, between any extreme. A nation of balance, a nation of truth, a nation of justice. Yes, a nation of justice. And it's stated that on the day of judgment, all previous nations, possibly all of them, they shall deny their prophets. Yes, because they may claim to be followers of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to be followers of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to be followers of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, or whichever other prophet it may be alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, but they do not follow the true creed of those prophets, or they have changed many amongst them. They have changed that which was granted to them. And when they do, you know, this verse of the Quran mentions, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, that we have been made the ummah, the just ummah, yes, the balanced ummah, so that you may be, what? Shuhada, witnesses upon mankind. So it said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall call the people on the day of judgment. When those people shall reject their prophets, Allah ta'ala will call the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And they shall bear witness that the prophets conveyed the truth. And it is the testimony of the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, which shall be given, of course, preference. You know, Allah ta'ala is the most just. That which is the truth of course, shall come to light. But imagine that. The Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a small nation. But whatever the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from amongst the greatnesses, from amongst the virtues, they are the witnesses over other nations, of all of humanity to a sense. On the Day of Judgment, there shall be, of course, billions and billions of people. But who shall be given the greatest honor? The Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam is mentioned in many places, in many books, on the incident which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, again emphasizing the greatness of the Ummah of Rasulullah, and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam bearing witness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has described a powerful scene from the Day of Judgment. And this is mentioned that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam has stated that on the Day of Judgment, the prophets alayhi wasallatu wasalam, they shall appear on the Day of Judgment, some of them with only just a few, some of them with many. And the prophets alayhi wasallatu wasalam, they would say, "Ya Allah, we conveyed your message, but the nations, those people who possibly wish to reject them, they said, no message came to us." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that, "Who will testify for you?" And the prophets, their reply shall be that they asked the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, meaning our witnesses are the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. Then the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam shall be called. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall call Sayyidina Nuh and his nation and the people of Nuh who rejected him alayhi salatu wasalam. They will say that, "Ya Allah, he never conveyed any message to us." And Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will say, "Ya Allah, I did. I had conveyed the message day and night, secretly, openly, genuinely, firmly." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "Call Ahmad, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and his ummah." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will come forward. Allahu Akbar. Shining bright. Shining bright. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will say, "Do you testify that I had conveyed my message?" The Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will say, "Yes, we testify that you conveyed your message." Now the people of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will be like, "You guys came after. How do you know? How can you testify to this? How are you witness of this?" And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Surah Nuh, "Yes, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam has conveyed his message." And the Ummah will say that, "We testify that every word of this is true. There is no God but Allah. And indeed, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he conveyed his message." And so the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is a witness for Sayyidina Nuh, the witness for the rest of the Prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam, in the final court testimony before, or in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you realize what honor this is? When entire nations shall deny their Prophets, ma'adullah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam the authority, in a sense, to testify on behalf of the Prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Because our Quran contains their history. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has taught us of their struggles. And of course, with our iman, we affirm the truth. The Ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that which Allah ta'ala has made the balanced, the middle, the just, the Ummah of truth. Allahu Akbar. And he views is also a beautiful story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's Kaleem Allah subhanAllah, he was granted the Torah. And within the Torah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he discovers and he finds the qualities and the description of a nation. It's a future nation. And whenever he would read one of these virtues, he would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wish and desire and ask for that to be part of his ummah, a quality from his ummah, a description, Ya Allah, make it my ummah, a description of the ummah of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he would look within his Torah and he would say, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, I found within the Torah an ummah, the best of all nations. They enjoin that which is good, they forbid that which is evil. They believe in all of the scriptures. He'll say, Ya Allah, O my Lord, make that my ummah. He'll say, Ya Allah, I found within the Torah an ummah that praises you greatly and watches the sun, meaning they go by the sun. Their salah, their fasting, their sawm with the sun rising, sun setting, etc. The sun at its highest peak, and when it descends, then it's one prayer or another prayer, whatever it may be. Ya Allah, make this my ummah. He sees mention of a nation. He says, Ya Allah, I find within the Torah an ummah whose their supplications are accepted. Their intercession is accepted. Their intercession for others accepted. Ya Allah, make this my ummah. He finds one thing after another thing after a third. And in every single quality that he finds, he does the same dua. Oh my generous Lord, my Rabb, I heard of this ummah, that when they climb heights, they proclaim your greatness, Allahu Akbar. When they descend, they glorify you, they say Subhanallah. Ya Allah, it's an ummah for which the entire world has been made a masjid for them. An ummah in which the yammum is purification for them and water is absent. All of these signs, Ya Allah, make this my ummah. Ya Allah, make this my ummah. Ya Allah, make this my ummah. You know, another is mentioned, it says that, Ya Allah, there's a nation written within the Torah. That this nation, when they intend to do good, they gain a good deed. One good deed is written for them. And when they actually perform that good deed, then 10 to about 700 or so good deeds are written for them. When they just intend sin only, then nothing is written. When they commit it, then only one sin is written. How beautiful, how great is that? Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ya Allah, make this my ummah. Every time he says, Ya Allah, make this my nation. Ya Allah, make this my ummah. Ya Allah, those who watch the sun, make this my ummah. Those who the entire earth has been made a masjid for them, make this my ummah. You know, every single time when he's a great prophet of Allah Ta'ala, he's doing dua, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know the reply? Every single time. Oh Musa, this is the ummah of Ahmad. But Ya Allah, this is a description of these people. Make them my ummah. Oh Musa, this is the ummah of Ahmad. Ya Allah, this is a description of these people. Make them my ummah. This is the ummah of Ahmad. But, okay, how about this? Ummah of Ahmad. How about this? This is all the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's, I don't know, can he say lost for words? So then he says, Ya Allah, make me from the ummah. Imagine this. He is a prophet, one of the greatest prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ya Allah, make me from the ummah. from that ummah, from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. One of the greatest prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to be from the ummah of Rasulullah. He has the greatest, amongst the greatest of ranks. But then just imagine, because remember, this is something to really think about, that he is not only just a prophet. Well, there's no such thing as only a prophet. Every prophet is subhanallah. You know, it's wow. And nobody can reach the rank of a prophet. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was not an ordinary prophet though. There's approximately 124,000 or so prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's amongst the greatest of them, right towards the top. Amongst the greatest, one of the greatest five. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ya Allah, make me from the ummah of Ahmad. What does that tell us about the honor of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. You know, it's something truly, truly amazing. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam is that which shall be the first to be resurrected, the first to be judged, the first to cross the bridge of Sirat, the first ummah to enter Jannah. It shall be the largest ummah, the banner of praise belonging only to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. It is that ummah who have been granted one night, where worship within that one night equates to 80 plus years of worship, where they repent for major sins and they are granted forgiveness, where their du'as could be accepted instantly, where their deeds are multiplied in a way which no other deeds of previous ummahs have ever witnessed, in fact, have never been multiplied. This ummah has been given more mercy than, more virtues, more blessings than any ummah in the entire history. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, sadly we have come towards the end of our time, but imagine, Allahu Akbar, imagine the honor of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Truly be thankful. Say Alhamdulillah, give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ummah has also been granted the greatest of books. So how about we open that blessed book and we read that blessed book and we try to learn about more about that blessed book. And so that we are also true witnesses on the Day of Judgment, having read that book and believed in that book of the previous prophets alayhim as-salatu wasalam and what they had conveyed to their people alayhim as-salatu wasalam. And remember, the greatest ummah is ta'muruna bil ma'roof. They are those who they enjoin that which is good and they also forbid that which is wrong, that which is evil. Those are people of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us truly those from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, the good believers, practicing believers of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Join us next time for more of our Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Our Quran, words of Allah pure and true, lightening paths we are walking through.